Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hezbollah, A Short History is a concise political and historical study of Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite movement that has evolved into a militia, political party, and social service network. Written by Augustus Richard Norton, a scholar with long experience studying Lebanon, the book aims to explain how Hezbollah emerged, how it consolidated power, and why it remains central to Lebanese and regional politics. Rather than treating the group as a single-issue security problem, Norton places it in the broader context of Lebanese Shiite marginalization, the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon, the role of Imam Musa al-Sadr and Amal, and the wider tensions shaped by Iran, Syria, and Israel. The updated third edition extends this analysis with attention to Hezbollah's post-2011 regional role, including its intervention in Syria and its entry into Lebanese government. The result is an accessible but scholarly account for readers who want a balanced understanding of one of the Middle East's most important and controversial organizations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Shiite marginalization in Lebanon helped create Hezbollah. A major strength of the book is its explanation of Hezbollah's origins in the long political and social exclusion of Lebanon's Shiite community. Norton does not present the group as appearing suddenly in the 1980s. Instead, he traces the social conditions that made a new movement possible, uneven development in southern Lebanon, weak state institutions, and a sense that Shiites were underrepresented in national power. The book also shows the importance of Imam Musa al-Sadr and the Amal movement in mobilizing Shiite political consciousness before Hezbollah emerged. This historical groundwork matters because it explains Hezbollah as the product of accumulated grievances and organizational experiments, not simply ideology or foreign sponsorship. By starting with community marginalization, Norton gives readers a structural explanation for the group's endurance and legitimacy among many supporters. This approach also helps distinguish Hezbollah from organizations that rely mainly on coercion or transient mobilization. Secondly, from resistance militia to durable political actor, Norton carefully follows Hezbollah's transformation from an armed resistance movement into a permanent participant in Lebanese politics. The book shows that its early identity was shaped by opposition to Israeli occupation in southern Lebanon, which gave the movement a powerful national and religious purpose. Over time, however, Hezbollah developed institutions, electoral strategies, and political alliances that allowed it to operate inside Lebanon's state system while still maintaining an independent armed wing. This dual role is one of the book's central themes. Norton explains that Hezbollah's durability comes from combining military power, political participation, and social service delivery in a single organization. That combination makes it unusually difficult to categorize or contain. The analysis is especially useful because it shows how Hezbollah can be both a local Lebanese actor and a regional force. Rather than reducing the organization to either terrorism or resistance, Norton presents it as a complex political system with multiple functions and audiences. Thirdly, why social welfare and public services are central to Hezbollah's power? Another important contribution of the book is its attention to Hezbollah's social and welfare institutions. Norton shows that the movement did not build influence only through weapons or speeches. It also won legitimacy by providing schools, clinics, reconstruction assistance, and community support in areas where the Lebanese state was absent or ineffective. This service network is not treated as a side note. It is essential to understanding how Hezbollah sustains loyalty and converts political identity into everyday dependence. The book makes clear that social provision helps explain why many supporters see Hezbollah as a protector and provider, not merely an armed faction. That practical role also gives the organization resilience during war, sanctions, and political pressure, because it embeds the movement in ordinary life. By highlighting this dimension, Norton challenges simplistic policy discussions that focus only on disarmament or military confrontation. He shows that any serious analysis of Hezbollah must account for the institutions that connect the movement to its base and give it lasting influence. Fourthly, the regional dimension: Iran, Syria, and the conflict with Israel. The book situates Hezbollah within a broader regional landscape rather than treating it as a purely Lebanese phenomenon. Norton explains that Hezbollah's development has always been shaped by interactions with Israel, Iran, and Syria, each of which influenced its strategic choices and political opportunities. The conflict with Israel is central, especially the experience of occupation and later war, which helped define Hezbollah's identity as a resistance movement. At the same time, the book shows that Hezbollah's ties to Iran provided ideological, financial, and military support, while its relationship with Syria shaped logistics and regional alignment. In the updated edition, Norton's discussion of the Syrian civil war is especially important because it demonstrates how Hezbollah shifted from a Lebanese resistance group into a regional combat actor. This regional framing is one of the book's most valuable features. It helps readers see why decisions involving Hezbollah affect not only Lebanese domestic politics, but also the strategic balance of the Middle East. Lastly, a balanced primer that resists one-dimensional labels. Hezbollah: A Short History stands out because it tries to explain a controversial organization without collapsing into propaganda or polemic. Norton is explicit that Hezbollah has carried out violent acts and remains deeply controversial, but he also insists that it is a serious political movement with real social roots and durable support. This balance is one reason the book is widely used by students, policy readers, and general readers seeking an informed introduction. Rather than forcing Hezbollah into a single category, Norton examines the contradictions that make the group difficult to understand. It is a party and militia, a local and regional actor, a provider and an armed threat, a participant in elections, and a challenger to state sovereignty. The book is not exhaustive, but it is unusually effective as a primer because it explains those contradictions clearly. Its value lies in helping readers move beyond slogans and build a more accurate framework for thinking about Lebanon, political Islam, and armed non-state actors. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a compact but serious introduction to Hezbollah and to the political history of modern Lebanon. Scholars, students, journalists, policymakers, and informed general readers will all benefit from its clear structure and measured tone. For newcomers, it offers a reliable map of the movement's origins, institutions, alliances, and regional role. For readers already familiar with the subject, it provides a concise synthesis that connects Lebanese Shiite politics, the Israeli-Lebanese conflict, and the Syrian war in one accessible narrative. What makes it stand out in its genre is Norton's refusal to flatten Hezbollah into a single label, instead of relying on slogans such as terrorist group or resistance movement. He explains how the organization became powerful by combining armed force, political participation, and social provision. The updated third edition also keeps the book relevant by covering developments after 2011, making it more than a historical summary. It is a useful guide for anyone seeking a balanced framework for understanding one of the Middle East's most consequential and enduring organizations. If you would like to support Augustus Richard Norton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.